This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Last night, the Democratic presidential candidates argued over who was more strongly opposed to the war in Iraq. Retired General Wesley Clark is the newcomer among the nine candidates who turned up in Phoenix, Arizona. Several of his opponents criticized Clark's shifting positions on the war and his past support of President Bush. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson attended the debate.
The Phoenix debate was the most contentious confrontation among the Democrats so far. In previous debates, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has been the main target. Last night, it was retired General Wesley Clark. Dean is still leading in the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire, but several national surveys now show Clark ahead of the pack. Dean himself began the attacks against Clark last night, accusing Clark of flip-flopping on Iraq. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman picked up the charge.
I must say that I've been very disappointed since Wes Clark came into this race about the various positions he has taken on the war against Saddam Hussein. Howard Dean is right. Last fall, a few days before the vote in Congress, he said he recommended and would have supported the resolution. After the war, he wrote a piece in the Times of London praising President Bush and Tony Blair for their resolve. When he became a candidate, he said he probably would have voted for the resolution. There was an uproar. Then he said, I never would have voted for the resolution. The American people have lost confidence in George Bush because he hasn't leveled with them. We need a candidate who will meet the test of reaching a conclusion and having the courage to stick with it, and I intend to be that kind of president.
All right. General Clark.
Judy, I would like to rebut this. I'm not going to attack a fellow Democrat because I think everybody on this stage shares the same goal. I think it's really embarrassing that a group of candidates up here are working on changing the leadership in this country and can't get their own story straight. Let me tell you what my story is. I always supported taking the problem of Saddam Hussein to the United Nations and bringing international resolve to bear. I would never have voted for war. The Congress made a mistake in giving George Bush an open-ended resolution that enabled him to go to war without coming back to the Congress.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry made his first direct attack on Clark last night, pointing out that Clark had praised President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney at a Republican fundraiser in May of 2001. Clark responded, saying at that time he was nonpartisan and that he wanted President Bush's national security team to succeed. Lately, the Democratic race has been overshadowed by the political earthquake in California, where a sitting Democratic governor was recalled and a Republican movie star elected to replace him. For Howard Dean, the recall was a perfect opening to call attention to his success at connecting with the anti-establishment, anti-Washington sentiment among Democratic Party voters.
Let me tell you why the Democrats aren't winning. It is because we don't stand up for what we believe in. Why do you think I am where I am, having come from no place at the end of January? It's because I've gone out and given 50% of Americans who have given up on voting in this country a reason to vote again. We can't just change presidents here. We're trying to change America, and that's what I want to do. We have to have the values of the Democratic Party, but in Washington, the culture is say whatever it takes to get elected. And the minute you're willing to say whatever it takes to get elected, you lose because the American people are not nearly as dumb as the people in Washington think we are.
North Carolina Senator John Edwards, who has made his humble roots the centerpiece of his campaign, was asked why his working-class background made him more qualified to be president, more qualified than, say, Howard Dean or Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who grew up wealthy and privileged.
We grew up a very different way, Senator Kerry and Governor Dean and myself. What I would say to the American people, if you are looking for somebody to stand on a stage with George Bush in 2004, which I intend to do, and make our case to the very group of Americans who he has to get in order to be reelected, the working middle class of this country, that we have a more powerful case to make if, in fact, our advocate, our voice, is somebody who has grown up with it, lived with it, and fought for those very people their entire lives.
The other candidates participating last night were former Illinois Senator Carol Mosley Braun, Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt, and New York City activist Reverend Al Sharpton. Florida Senator Bob Graham dropped out of the race. In the second half of the debate, the candidates came out from behind their podiums and answered questions from members of the audience. They promised, without exception, to do more for veterans, the disabled, Hispanics, Native Americans, and small business owners than George Bush has done. The Democrats get together for another debate on October 26th in Detroit. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Phoenix.